All right, praise God. So in the last episode, I talked about giving no place for Satan, give no room for the devil, give no place for the devil in your life. So in this episode, I'll be talking about negative influences. So these are people that affect your life negatively, people, friends that cause damage to your life and growth process. All right, now be careful of people you call friends, be careful of the relationship you build around people, because no relationship leaves you neutral. It's either adding something to you or taking something from you. All right, there was a story of this young man during his campus days, on the level days. He said he had a friend, and this friend used always make him attend church programs early, both Sunday service, weekly service, special programs, prayer meetings. When he said early, it means very early. He said he's the kind of friend that will tell you that you're going to church few minutes before the program starts. He said it is not it at all. So what am I trying to derive from this story? To cut the long story short, this same person today is grateful that his friend took him through that process. He's grateful that God brought that friend to him. Now, what am I trying to derive from that story? What I'm trying to say is that move with people that will make you engage God the more. People that will make you engage God the more. People that will make you engage prayers the more. People that will make you engage fasting the more. People that will make you engage evangelism the more. People that will make you engage scriptures the more. You make friends and friends make you. This was part of the making God brought into the life of that person. Until today, the person is grateful that God brought such a friend to his life. Hallelujah. Praise God. So make friends with people of similarity of character. Not that you pray your friend does not like it. Not that you study scriptures, he does not. Not that you attend church programs and then you will hear them say, bro, we'll come and meet you. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, there are some friends you say, guy, let's go there. We have a church program. We have a program in church. Come, let's go. They'll be like, bro, shame and wicked, Jesus. Hallelujah. And you will still call them your friends. Tell me, what value are they adding to your life? Show me your friends and I will tell you who you are. This formula still works. Praise God. So there are some company you keep that when people see you, they will be like, oh, this one can't have problem. Ah, he has the right connection. He has the right company. Why there are some company you keep? When people see you, they will say, any problem. Because why? Because of the bad company, because of the bad relationship, because of the people that you build your relationship with. Praise God. Praise the living Jesus. So as I was saying, you can't tell me you're a fire brother Christian and the caliber of people you work with, eat with, interact with, share ideas with, discuss plans with are people far away from the light. Scripture says, let your light so shine. That's what scripture says. But how can your light shine when you are not surrounded with people that can help or that can be an advantage in what you carrying the light to shine? Look at the life of Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. This combination was a strong and mighty combination. So those that reject God are those that are people that are far from light. Those that are far from light are those that does not put God first. Those that are far from light are those that does not put God first in everything they do. You know, I won't think twice before I come to a conclusion that you are also one of them. The man of God once said something, he said, no great man rose alone. The system of rising is rooted in our relationship. Show me your friend and I will tell you who you are. Are you getting what I'm saying? So scripture made us understand in 2 Corinthians 6 verse 14. Let's open our scripture to 2 Corinthians 6, 14. It says, do not be unequally yoked with what unbelievers, for what fellowship at righteousness and unrighteousness, and what communion at light and darkness. Now, if you should check the message version, it says, don't become partners with those who reject God. How can you make a partnership out of right and wrong? That is not partnership. That is war. That's the message version. So this scripture is a warning to we believers that what we should not form a deep connection, a deep relationship, or a close and binding association with unbelievers. It is emphasizing the idea and the fact that there is an inherent mismatch between those who follow the ways of righteousness and those who engage in wickedness. The verse also made us understand the importance of maintaining a spiritual and moral alignment in a relationship, encouraging us to be cautious about deep association with those whose value and beliefs are fundamentally different. So it is a warning to we believers out there to seek fellowship and partnership that align with our faith. Praise God. Sir, they are my friends. Are they born again? No. But I will change them, sir. Anytime we talk about scriptures, they will definitely change the topic. Guys, there's a program in church. Let's go together. They will reply you. They will say, we'll come and meet you. You will go thinking they will come, but after the program, they will still be the same person to say, welcome back. Sorry, we no come. Hey, Jesus Christ. So if care is not taken, they will be the one to change you and drag your feet back to the world. Suddenly, you will now begin to see the things you preached against, talked against, or as something right, as something you should do, as something you should be doing. Praise God. Praise the living Jesus. So maybe you have once against them sagging or against them washing porn, pornography, or against them masturbating, or against them listening to worldly music, or against them fornication and stuff like that, you will now begin to see these things as something not really bad. Ah, Satan has trapped you. He has held you captive. Satan, what did he get here? Oh, he has what? You are fall victim of the trap. Praise God. So if you are, I pray for somebody listening to me right now, if you are in this category of people, God's grace and mercy finds you now, and God sets you loose now. The power of Satan is destroyed over your life. Grace finds you now. In the name of Jesus, scripture says, whosoever the Son sets free is free indeed. You are free indeed right now in the name of Jesus. If you are in this category of people, just kindly say after me, say, oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Now say again, say, through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. Congratulations to you. So be bold enough to make a U-turn when you discover that you are in a wrong relationship or association that is headed in the wrong direction. The man of God once said something. He said, a ship is designed to take you places, but when your friendship relationship is not taking you anywhere, it's not driving you to your vision and purpose, but it's headed in the wrong direction, he said, it is better for you to abandon the ship. Why are you still in the ship when the ship is heading in the wrong direction? Praise God. So now listen, love everybody, but be careful and selective in the kind of people you call friends, the kind of people you build relationship with. Love is a command, but friendship is choice. Friendship must be allowed to happen, not forced to happen. Don't force yourself on anybody, and don't let anybody force themselves on you. Because why? Your friendship or company affects your character and choice. It affects your action step, either positive or destructive step. It affects your eternal destiny. The people you follow determines what follows you. So you need to be careful with the kind of people you call friends, with the kind of people you call team, with the kind of people you build relationship with the kind of company that you interact with. Are you getting what I'm saying? So because the people you follow determines what follows you. When you follow bad or evil people, bad and evil things await and follow you. But when you follow godly people, good and godly things await and follows you. Let's open our Bible to Psalm 1. Verse 1 to 3. He made us understand that blessed, fortunate, prosperous, and favored by God is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, following their advice and example, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit to eat in the seats of the mockers, but his delight is in the Lord. Verse 2. And in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brought forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whosoever and whatsoever he doeth prospers. Can you see that? And also in 1 Corinthians 15:33, he made us understand that what? Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. Show me a man that has a bad company as friends or that builds the wrong relationship, and I will show you a man whose life is sitting on a time bomb, ready to be destroyed. You can't afford to be in the wrong relationship this year. No grief for any other person to put space in your life this year. No grief for Satan. Say no to negative influencer. 1 Corinthians 15:15, let me wrap up with this. It says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.